My name is Jacob W. Freese, and today I will be discussing the plot and the analysis of the intense and startling film, Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park was first created by novel writer Michael Crichton. He had worked for several years on the idea of clone dinosaurs being created and used for attraction in an amusement park on an island in the middle of the ocean. In 1989, Crichton was approached by movie director Steven Spielberg to discuss a screenplay of Jurassic Park. The plot begins when an incident results in the death of a worker. Jurassic Park owner John Hammond, actor Richard Attenborough, persuades three specialists to sign off on the park to calm investors. The specialists, paleontologist Alan Grant, actor Sam Neill, paleobotanist Ellie Sattler, actor Laura Dern, and chaos theorist Ian Malcolm, actor Jeff Goldblum, are surprised to see the island park's main attraction are real living dinosaurs. Hammond goes on to explain, with the proof of science experiments, that the dinosaurs were created with a mixture of fossilized DNA from mosquitoes and genetic crossbreeding / cloning. However, when lead programmer Dennis Nedry, actor Wayne Knight, shuts down the park's power in order to sneak out with the samples of this dinosaur embryos to sell to a corporate rival, the dinosaurs break free, and the survivors are forced to find a way to turn the power back on and make it off the island alive. The main carnivore dinosaurs in this film include the legendary Tyrannosaurus Rex and the elusive Velociraptors, which perform as the biggest threat in Jurassic Park. The film also stars Bob Peck, Martin Ferrero, Irina Richards, Joseph Mazzello, and Samuel L. Jackson. Jurassic Park is regarded as a landmark in the use of computer-generated imagery and received positive reviews from critics, who really enjoyed the effects, though character development were mixed into the elements of the picture. During its release, the film grossed more than $914 million worldwide, becoming the most successful film released in 1993, and it is currently the 17th highest grossing feature film. It is also the most financially successful film for NBC, Universal, and Steven Spielberg.